Mitzvah. We thank the Baruch Shalom, as always, that we have this modest, wonderful place here. There's no suffix that if we're sitting here tonight, it's Hashkocha and Hashemayim, we have our lovely group. Oh,
is it a problem if I join?
No, please.
In the middle of an ashram.
You can get a drink out of it, too.
Such a covet for our old veterans to come back. Remind me of your first name again. The founders, originally very big zechus that the people that were mishkatef when we first started, like the fact that we're sitting here tonight is because there was a beginning, right? And, Moshe, right? The pioneers. Pioneers. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. How many years ago was that?
I don't know, but I learned with the Rav with Pinsky when I first moved to Israel,
right.
15 years ago.
Another 15, many more 15s, I shouldn't say this 120, at least 120. Okay, basically, so we always thank Hashem that we have a chabura, we have a place, and we should always be excited to use it to grow with the word of Hashem. So, what did we speak about last week, Rabbi?
A few things on Aziyashir. We have to try to picture the enthusiasm, picture the Aziyashir in reading it, think about it, think about the words of the amazing event. We should try to, again, say it a little bit longer, try to have more kavana, and try to know pshat, to get seder, you know, and learn Rashi and kind of under this. The simple pshat of the words.
Would you mind if you just take one more? Thank you. I just want to bring it to your attention. I mean, the main focus last week was MS, first of all, the main thing was to reevaluate Aziyashir, something that we say every day, you know, and to realize the importance of it and the significance of it. Something that, you know, like it's into the Psuge de Zimra every day, and in Mela it's very prone that just something that part of you just say it, you're part of the davening, and just to pause and think of the significance of what it is that we said that these are the words that Moshe Benu and Klai Yisrael said when they witnessed the greatest in the history of the world, the Kriyas Yamsuf. And like we said, if you had to go somewhere, you know, travel somewhere in a cave under the ground to see those words that Moshe Benu said, it would be something, a sought after object to see these words. And here we have it, you know, from the Chumash, what those words are, and for some reason it was installed and put it into the Psuke de Zimra, which it really doesn't have a shaykhet with it, really. Psuke de Zimra is the words of David and Melech. So why it was put in, very interesting that it was put in. Of course, the theme of it, of thanking Hashem, praise, has a shaykhet, but, you know, I say again, it's so prone that we should lose the feelings and understanding, you know, what it means, these words that Moshe Benu uttered when he witnessed the greatest gilui of the Malchus Shemayim. So, I want to say that, first of all, before we say it every day, we should pause for a moment, just to get the scene, try to capture the scene of how Klai Yisrael felt after the tension and the, you know, what preceded it. You know, the Makis and the Makis Bechiris, and then finally, you know, they finally got out, and now they're free, and now the anticlimax is the Mitzvah Yiftim again, and now they're trapped in between them. What's going to happen, you know, after them with knives and with swords and with bow and arrows, and they're trapped before the water, and then Kodesh Baruch Hu makes this Moritika orchestration of such a mess, you know, and the Klaus finally, when they were saved, they saw the Mapola of the Mitzriyim. Beautiful day, the sun is shining, the birds are are chirping and singing, and Kleistel has an epitome of simcha from seeing the gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kel Mekomos Hashem, taking the din on these terrible people. So just try to picture that for a few moments, a moment before we say the Shira. Try to put yourself into that scene, and then say the Shira with that ruach of enthusiasm and the simcha and the little bit kavana. That was it. I always like to warn caution the olim again that, you know, we're making such a big basic here about the Shira, and you shouldn't feel, as I say, that maybe we're over exaggerating it, because, like, you know, this table is not the only place of Yiddishkeit, right, in the world. This table, little table, there's other Jews also around, you know. So why don't we hear, you know, this thought echoed, by other people in other places. So that should be a kasha, because today we're living in a door that of lack of shleimus. That's the main reason why we have this group. The main reason is because there are pockets of things that are very important that are missed, right? Otherwise, we don't have to. Why do we need a group like this to have beautiful shuls and rabbanim and shiurim? One of the main purposes of this chabura is to try to fill in pockets of things that are very important in the Baruch Hashem that are missed, you know. So you shouldn't feel like, you know, we're making such a big asik of how choshed this is, and you don't hear, you know, it's spoken about too much. So maybe it's not so choshed. But I think anybody, logically, would be masking to me 100% that, I mean, not saying you're Kiddush, I'm just how should we say, mirroring a mirror. I'm just can't think of the right word now, but reflecting, just what it is, you know, exactly what it is. I'm just putting on the table the actual thing, what the Shira is, and if you just think about what it is, so I mean, it's right, there's nothing to talk about, but it's kind of so close. And you know, if we had the zechus to say it once a year, or once Rosh Hashanah, once a year we say the Shira, it would be, you know, like we would shake when we say it, and, you know, shiver. These are the words that Moshe Rabbeinu said, and here they put it in every day. So on one hand, you have to fight. If you want to do it properly, you have to fight it a little bit against, you know, the fact that, you know, you don't hear such a big deal made about it. And so you have to inspire yourself and say, it's Taker right, even though I don't hear, you know, people speaking about it in this way, but it's 100% right, it's so chushed. I'm going to be a pioneer, right? Pioneer. We continue with our pioneer spirit in the things that we do, that we say, Baruch Hashem. That's number one. And also, you know, we have to fight against, you know, this thing that it's not, and ourselves, that we're used to doing it, you know, for so many years without realizing how kosher it is. Okay, Rabbi Say, so, like all, most of the other uvdas we have, just, you know, take it and use it, I hope that you'll be zeichet to implant it into your mentality, into your mindset, and, you know, try your best to continue from your own position.
It's a Gemara, right? That says that maybe the Rabbi said it. say Asiyashir Basimcha, was it Moklin?
Right.
Moklin Kolavan is that, or something?
Right. No, I wanted to mention that, there are a lot of, you see the Gemara there, and there are a lot of schools that are connected with the Shira, all kinds of different schools. So I want to mention that the Muskel Rishon, how we associate this, all these schools of the Shivas, that we have the Indian that I'm talking about now, discussing the Chashivas because of what it is actually, right? And then we have the world of Shivas, school for that, all kinds of schools, if you have in construction work in the house, it's school of, just exaggerating a little bit, that if you have cookies in your fish tank, so it's a school of that. All kinds of schools of the Shira, like a whole book of schools based on Kabbalah, Gematria, Sechveis. And then you have another world of what we're talking about now, of the Chashivas. But I think the people make too departmentalized the chashivas bitnei atzmoy and the schooler world, and I think that it's a mistake. There aren't two worlds. That the schoolers that the Gemara speak about, what the Gemara speaks about, both of them are so, it's because of the chashivas that it's not two worlds, because of this point that we're trying to bring out. To understand the etzim chashivas of it, that's where all the schools come from. It's emes of what we're saying, that the etzim is such a chashiva thing, that maybe because of the chashivas, that's why the schools to come out. Anyway, everybody says, like I always tell you, one thing is for sure, that Bnei Shalom, you get a money back guarantee that the Bnei Shalom has Baltic and Nachas Ruach, what we're doing here tonight, that they're looking down in the Shemayim and saying, Bonai, what's happening? Lil Chabura here, a modest Lil Chabura, and they're talking about my Shira, my precious Shira, and I don't see too many other people doing that. And I have Baltic and Nachas Ruach, from people sitting together and they're making an async about something which I feel they should. So at least we have a modest group here that are trying to do this. And I say again, without any question, we're giving the Baltic Nakasua the British. It should bear fruit. We should have all the brachas that come with Nachas Ruach to the Bnei Shalom. What I wanted to speak about tonight, Rabbi Say, is a very also a little bit of a edler, darker sticker thing. Following the route of Yonad Yom of the parshas, you have now Matan Torah. So I just wanted to share a thought with you, a very interesting thought. The Muskel Rishon, the way we understand and appreciate, I hope they'll be able to give it over properly. What I want to say was that when we have Kriyas HaTorah, right? So the way we understand the Kriyas HaTorah, what was the Aron Kodesh? What is the Aron Kodesh? It's basically a closet or a box that we put a Sefer Torah in, something that's befitting, to be Mokum Mokubad, as they say, the Sefer Torah, they're so chashiv, so you put it in a chashiv place, so you have a nice aron that you keep it in, and then we take it out of the aron, and we bring it over to the shulchan, we lay in, and then we take it and bring it back again to that chashiv place, the aron, which is very, usually make it mukubad to the Sefer Torah to be there. That's the conventional way of looking at it. But, I had a shikul chiddush it's much more than that. I had an interesting experience with that. I'll share with you maybe in a few minutes. That really, it's really, really much more than this thing that I just related. That when we open up the Aron Kodesh, first of the Aron Kodesh itself, when you open up the doors, the Aron Kodesh, so it's not just opening up the doors and taking out, that we're opening up the doors to a world of Ruchnius, the Aron Kodesh. That the Aron Kodesh opening up the doors it's opening up to a world of shkina and mukri, something that concept. A very interesting concept. It's not just, you know, a place where you put the sacred Torah. And years always there's a parallel to me. All the tefillahs that you say, you open up, you know, the Ohr Kodesh, such seriously important tefillahs. Like, I never understood what you're doing is taking out the sacred Torah. And you see the things that you say, Shema Yisrael, and you know that you give a midas, and you hear Russian, that you say, they're so important. You say it's a good tefillahs, and it was always a pillar to me. You know, even if I hear B'Shem alone, but he's to a Sula for Eish Russian, you say on Shabbos by Mecca, all these things are so yisodic and important. So why are we saying that he's just taking out the sacred Torah? And then I realized this thing that when you open up your own kodesh, you're really opening up to a world of bookies, to a world of shuna. And when you take out the sacred Torah, so what you're doing now is that, again, we say it's a big shiddish, but that when we take out the sefer Torah, that the shul really becomes to a certain bechina, like Ma'ase Hasina, to a certain extent. Something, you know, what led me to understand it this way is that you see so many halachas that point to this. You see that the chatzila, not supposed to talk. Every time you take out the sefer Torah, you bring it back. You know, there's supposed to be something going on there, the shul, I'm not trying to bring out not to talk. You have that minute talk, not talk. It's the point that I want to bring out why, you know, that you have such an inyan like that, because the shul now is transformed to a certain degree as we're now having a minor harsinai now in the shul. That's the kiddush. Something like you see that is inyan not to joke, not to be frivolous. You know, many halachas that you see. You look in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah also, I forgot what siman is, but connected with the Kriyas HaTorah, so it says over there that you have three by the Shulchan. It's hard to say over the words, but it says one is representing Moshe Benu, giving the Torah, you know, talking about Torah, and I'm going to say the second one, you'll be shot now. One is representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asma, that's the Mishnah Berurah says. With three people, one of them represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one of them represents Klal Yisrael. That's what you have to do. It's like trying new things to see, and all these things, you know, puzzled me, and then I realized, I finally got it, that what's happening is that it's Hamish, it's like Maimon Har Sinai. So I'll tell you a personal thing, Rabbi Yisrael. When I had this Kiddush, I never said it over to anybody, because it was my own hunch. I didn't have tremendous rights, but all these things put together was an idea that I had, that I kept it. I usually don't discuss these things, you know, but I'm just saying over it. I always had this idea, and I never told it over to anybody. So last week, I was talking to some Kosher Yidden, and then they started telling me this kid, a certain kid, they want to tell me this Kosher Yidden. And they said it for shame. Other Yidden, Kosher Yidden, that saw us in this forum, what'd they tell me? Word for word that I'm telling you now. So I said to myself, well, if people already telling me over this thing, you know, I used to keep it to myself because, you know, it was too much of the truth, like I have to have maybe more riots. But it was that hunch that I felt very sure about. But I didn't say it over, you know. It's something that I knew the beginning was. It was something that was such a big finish that before you say it over to somebody, you have to. So I always kept it to myself, but now somebody tells me, you know, they're telling me this thing, and they tell me over from some different Gedolim, and some different Torah, so I said, oh, they're telling it to me already, so I'll say it over. So Rav Asher was talking about that when you have Kriyas HaTorah, so the shul, to a certain degree, is when you take out the sacred Torah, is transformed into to a certain bechina like Maim and Har Sinai itself. The image, like it's really Har Sinai is taking place in the shul now. And when you get up, when you're called up to have an aliyah, and you go up to the secretary, it's like you're going up, you have a feeling like you're getting close, you're going up to the higher self, you know, to the Har Sinai. It's very serious business. It's all based on the story also, they said that Hashem gives us the power within us to recreate the way ahead is. You're making the Messiah. So it's a combination of that and what really actually happens. So to other people that are not attuned to Ruchni, is, I always use this expression, take out your cigar, of course not in Shabbos, but light up your Havana, create a terror, you bought an aliyah, auction it off, buy it, get out, get your aliyah, make a shabarak, shmal sharing, whatever, just something, a nice thing, you read from the Torah, from the Bible, but people that, it's like all things are looking, sometimes something is so awesome and looking at, but you have to be tuned in to know that it's taking place. So, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Alokeinu, Shabbat Shalom, I'm happy to share this idea with you, what's the Ugdal of Maisa, Baisai, Baruch Hashem, on Shabbat, and Sheni B'Chamisi, you set up a secretary. So to try to connect with it, try to realize that you're one of the people that are know what's going on at Baisai, that it's something special going on in the shul, that the shul is now really being transformed into a Maimon Har Sinai, right? We've spoken about here a number of times about the thought that millions of people were there b'shas Maisa, and they all heard Baruch talking, right? And it says it in the Chumash. And I don't want to go into it now, but the reasons of the Kuzari, that he explains that really Maimon Har Sinai is more than just the Inyan of Emunah. It's like really an actuality, because if you tell millions of people, you can't tell millions of people that they heard the Devar Hashem unless they really heard it. In other words, like one person can get up on the table or a soapbox and say, last night I heard, I was given a vision from Hashem. But it could be it's right, it could be it's not right. You can take it or leave it. Maybe it's true, but it's not. Maybe it's not. But to tell people that you heard Hashem talking, you can't tell that to a person unless it really happened, right? Maybe one person who can bamboozle him to it, but it came from millions of people that they heard Hashem talking. It says so in the Chumash, and the Chumash goes back, and so millions of people heard it, and they gave over to their children. We're not talking about 5 people, 10 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, we're talking about millions of people. They heard it. And of course, the children were there also, but the children that were born afterwards, they heard it, from the millions of parents, and those millions gave it over to their millions, and we have a direct chain, from Har Sinai till today. We have a chain, direct chain. So, that's what it says. We say it, one of the Sheish, right, the Sefiras. It's a very, very, very stark lesson. If you have to go look for it, Rabbi Sharmberg used to always be knocked in, it's something to get up, and have to get it. Who's the one that can get it? The one that got up. Anyway.
It's what? I think it should be done by Chris. It's not shame, I think, listen to Chris. The name is verbing down, Dashim Sidir Chris Torah.
No, sure.
I think Dashim Sidir Chris Torah. Maybe that's, I think that's cool. And that makes sense if it's Maman Har Sinai, then they're also there.
Right.
The name is verbing down, the Dashim also. The show is just like it's June walk out of Chris Torah, and she listens to the.
Because the Lushan, over here is such a stack of Lushan. I don't know anywhere else in the Chumash, even things that are so Chomer, where it gives such a Lushan like this. Zachor, I'm sorry, not this. Rak Nishomer Lacho, listen to the words of I say. Rak Nishomer Lacho, Ushmor Napshachom Oi. Does it say that anywhere else in the Chumash? Rak Nishomer Lacho, Ushmor Napshachom Oi. Kentishkach Asher Esa Devorim Asheru Einecho. Ken Yosuru Milbobcho, Kol Yemei Chayecho. Hodatem Lebonecho, Yemei Bonecho. Yoim Asher Maratel Lepnei Ad Hashem Elokecho Bechoyrei. I don't know if anywhere else you have such a lesson like this. No, like it says, they don't forget that day and tell your children about it. It says in the Chumash, and in the Chumash itself, it relates that they all heard, you know, that they all heard Hashem talking. So it's not a question of, you know, just hearing somebody say it. That all clients don't know that they heard a very powerful. And it says in the Chumash, and each of these millions of people gave it over to the millions of, you know, and when you're talking about a whole nation of millions of people, so that's not a question of just a Muna. That's a historical thing. It's a Messias, they say. So anyway, I think the COVID, you know, the Baruch Hashem and the Parsha that we have the Matan Torah, in the Chumash. So we should use this opportunity to, first of all, to refresh it and to be mechazik, the mindment, the emes of Matan Torah, and also this idea, as we say, that to be machshiv the kriya, and the more that we understand it, and the more we connect ourselves with it, the more, you know, the greater ruchnius that we ourselves get, you know, by understanding, understand the range. Let's say a person doesn't know this, or doesn't understand it. So what does he see? He sees, you know, you take out the Sefer Torah, read it, and put it back. The person that understands this idea, what's going on, to the pshat is that he's connected, mamish, he's connected with it. That means that his whole self, his whole body, his whole neshama, is bathing in the ruchnius of Maimon Har Sinai. You know, so you can have two people standing one next to each other. One could take out, I'm just saying it for a joke, take out his Havana cigar, you know, light it up, and the next person is bathing in Maimon Har Sinai. Like I say again, I was happy to hear that you know, people told me this idea. Oh, and a big simcha, you know,
it sounds so emes.
I controlled myself for saying it over because it's a very. I felt it was emes, but I felt that I had much more riots before saying over this chiddush. You know, I felt that I was talking like you say emes, but then, you know, it said over to me. So I said, oh, now I can. Now we have a shush to anyway, everybody says, so that's the Ubdul Maisav, that's Hashem, When we zeichet to be here, first of all, you open up your own Kodesh, open up the doors, you know, all through the Doris, you know that. I mean, first of all, you see that in Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, here you open the doors, here you close the doors, like, what's going on over here? Because when you open the doors, you're going into this world of Rishnius, and certain times, you know, because of certain feelings, we're going into that world, you know. You see by Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, now this clearly opened it. Years ago, when there was something that was important had to be something needed tefillah. So in the middle of the day, people used to rush into the Beit Knesset, and they used to open up the Ein Kodesh, and start crying and, you know, being a sorrow. It's a scene that, you know, so where we understand it, because the Sefer Torah is there. So maybe the Chus of the Torah, that was the Inyan. But now that we're saying it, it was much, much more than that. It's not just the Sefer Torah is there. It's the Aron Kodesh itself is a door that leads to a world. So when you open that up, you're opening up a world of goodness. It's like a different world. You're having chus. It's going from the, it's transforming this room of the Beis Knesset. Beis Knesset. Now you open up these doors, and it's like you're going into the Shemayim. You open up the doors. I mean, again, look at all the tefillos that you say. Just to re-examine the tefillos that we say when open up a siddur and look at all the tefillos that we say. Look at the lashon of them and the words and the brich shemei. Look at the brich shemei. I don't know if anyone knows the translation. The art school. Look at it. How holy that brich shemei is. You know, like what's going on over here? All you're doing is taking out the Sefer Torah. You know, taking the Bible out of the box. So, examining to see that everything that we say there points to this, you know. And then say when you walk with the Chorashim Hagdula, Yagura, Barsferet, and Nesach Ba'oit, you know what those words are? They're very special words. These are the words of the spheres of Hashem. You know, everything there is but we're so used to it. No, this is what you say when you take out the Sefer Torah. You know, when you look at it with this perspective, so now you understand that all these words achieve another teshivas, the gamrei. You know, and you say, oh, now I know. Look how important these words are. And I know why I'm saying it, because something awesome is happening here when you take out the Sefer Torah. Okay, let me say, we have to hope we get the bus. We should all be zeicha to all the brachas of the Torah, and we should be zeicha mamish the korah to have the big gilui of the bi'ech Mashiach Zekenu shel v'galenu mamish the korah of Yameinu, and the Kavod Hashem should be niskala once again on the Oretz. Welcome our pioneers, that you always welcome.